modern and old, simple and refined. There is lots to see here. To the left, the auspicious woodstack cornucopia. Maybe if you touch it. No fruit or veg coming out of this one, but wood representing its value and its natural versatility when used for the needs of man. Up on the wall of a renovated house to your right, you can see an old road sign indicating the direction for Fonsazzo Feltre. This was once the main road, the widest street, though only carts, animals and people passed along it. In front of you now, the Civic Centre, which is a recent award-winning construction designed by the architects Schweitzer and Piazzetta. It was built on the site of the previous town hall and is a modern synthesis of traditional local architectural features. Inside, there is a clinic for doctors, library and an auditorium that seats 150 people and boasts enviable acoustics. The entrance is round the back, and I suggest you pop up and have a look as you will find an unusual installation in glass. Identity, subtitle In Order to Go Further. The sense of belonging to one's own land, represented by the bell tower, does not impede accepting and sharing the problems of one's time. Look around again and you will see an old barn. In the Name of Jesus. An information board will explain about sacredness. It is impossible that you haven't noticed the big house with the unusual shaped openings up high. It is so very different from the other buildings. In fact, the Zortzi house, once home and inn in 1700 of a village landowner of high social standing, is very noticeable for its elegance and distinction. It is a shame that one cannot visit the interior. Francesco de Zortzi married Giuseppina Negrelli, who was the sister of the famous engineer Luigi Negrelli. She is known for her heroic deeds, carried out during the anti-Napoleonic struggles. She is a female icon of that period, together with Caterina Lanz, and was honoured with a gold medal for civil valour in Vienna. At the end of the 1800s, the house became the property of the Cunico family, who were timber merchants. They can be credited for the Venetian-style details on the façade of the house. After the bankruptcy of this family, the house passed into the hands of the Nicoletto family, that still own it. Do you remember Gemma? She was a Nicoletto, the first female mayor in Trentino, and one of the first in Italy. She was from a farming family. She had a strong character, tenacious and intelligent, with the courage to find new strategies for the village, and is still remembered with affection. Consequently, this house and the nearby hay barn are called Gemma's house and barn. The hay barn with its cobblestoned ramp is made in the traditional local style of stone and wood, but it does have unusual features, like the pointed arch windows that embellish it. Nowadays, it is a venue for theatrical, musical and literary evenings. The arrow indicates to walk down and around the barn.